Excellent. We're streaming and the recording has started. And this is Vance Stevens in Al-Ain, United Arab Emirates. And I'm here with the Electronic Village Online moderating and coordinating teams. So we have three moderators here. We have Susan Brodar, Olya Sergeyev, and Neves Toresi. Two of them from Italy, and Olya is from Russia. And we have four coordinators. Mubarak is here. Carolina is here from Colombia. And Nina is with us in a little cameo you can see if you're watching the recording. And when she speaks, her video will play. And if anybody else, when they talk, if you'd like to put up a turn on your video while you're talking, that would be, you'd be most welcome to. I don't think it takes any bandwidth really, since it only projects one video at a time, and the little icons are at the bottom are, can't be taking too much bandwidth. So it would be really nice if anybody who has a microphone would take the time now to tell us who you are and where you're from and what session you're moderating, and or if you're a coordinator, just introduce yourself. Oh, I forgot to mention, this is the 13th of November, 2016, and this is Learning Together, 351, episode number 351. Wow, we're going. Okay, over to you guys. How are you doing? Who's first?
I'd like to jump in and say to the moderators that came after we said this, that this is kind of a practice run for the EVO kickoff on January the 8th. We think January the 8th, that's the scheduled date anyway, when we're going to ask at least one moderator from each team to take the mic. There will be a picture, you know, your logo and maybe your team, a list of your team on the whiteboard. And we're going to ask you to introduce your session to everyone from every other session, including participants, we hope. We'd like you to put somewhere on your registration site for the people that register before the 8th of January that they are all invited to come here to this room for the kickoff at the same time, 1400 GMT. 2 p.m. GMT. So this is kind of a practice run for that, although we don't have the slides with the logos. We'd love it if you introduced your session to us.
Okay, well, when you conduct your live sessions, you want, if possible, to not let much dead space occur. So I'm filling in some dead space with a little voice and inviting Mubarak to say hi to us. How are you doing today, Mubarak?
Fine. Hello, everyone. This is Mubarak Kaftar from Morocco. I'm the lead coordinator of the Electronic Village Online 2017. Well, I'm really happy to be here today, just to keep you company, in fact. We have been following the session and the training of moderators, and I hope everything is going well. Unless there is someone who has a problem which he hasn't or we haven't, let's say, expressed. So I think the training is going smoothly well. I hope we would be ready by the end of November.
Well, Bart, can you pull your camera down? I think we see the ceiling of your room. You might want to adjust that. Yep, there you are. Okay. Say hi again so we can see you. When you speak, we see you on the video like this. Sorry, I'm putting my video up now. Okay. So just say hi again so we can see you in the video. Uh-oh, sounds like you're muted or you didn't tick the talk button.
I forgot to press the button to speak. All right, hello, how are you? I am Mubarak from Morocco. I am a member of the coordinating team, in fact, the lead coordinator. We have been working together to get the training session ready, and I hope we have, let's say, reached the last week with the training moderators to get the sessions ready. I hope everything will be ready by the end of November, so we will get more prepared for the call for participation of the finally accepted sessions. Well, wishing everyone good luck. Thank you for coming here.
Okay, maybe we could hear from Carolina. She's the other coordinator here. Just a brief word. Oh, by the way, this is my cat. He wants to say
hi. Hello, everyone. I'm Carolina Rodriguez from Bogota, Colombia. Today, well, I'll just say hi as a moderator, but also as a coordinator. So the double role is interesting this time. I am co-moderating the session on flipped learning. My co-moderators are Jeff Magoto from the University of Oregon, John Graney from Santa Fe College. Kevin Coleman works in Colombia here, also in Universidad del Norte in Barranquilla. It's a really different city, very hot, very beachy, not like the city where I live in, very cold and horrible. Also, Marta Ramirez is co-moderating with us. She's also from Colombia. She works as the head of the English department in a school. And we have Khalid Fedi, who lives in Morocco and has his own language center. So the six of us are going to be moderating flipped learning this year. This is the third iteration of the session. And this time we have made some modifications because flipped learning is something that has improved and that has rapidly been implemented by different teachers all around the world. So we noticed how in last year's iteration of the course, well, this year actually, people already knew a lot about flipped learning. They were very familiar with the concepts. They were familiar with the tools they could be using. So this year, in 2017, we are planning to offer an upgrade to our course so that people who come, you know, to repeat the course, like they want to do it again, they find new stuff, they find new things that they can implement in their setting. But also, for people who come for the first time, we don't want to offer just a flipped learning 101 course because there are people who are doing that, like the pioneers of flipped learning who are not language teachers. They have, you know, like a 101 course for teachers to take. So we are going to focus on language and how to make the four pillars of flipped learning present in language classrooms through planning, through case study resolution, and through some reading. I'm sorry. So we are going to flip our flipped learning session, of course. So we're going to have a lot of videos. We're going to have a lot of hands-on exercises while in our live meetings. We are changing platforms. We were using Blackboard Collaborate, and now this year we're going to be using Zoom. And we are going to keep on using Anvil and Google Plus for interactions. So I know everyone is really busy, but you're welcome to join the flipped learning session.
Great. Thank you very much. Yes, of course, you're a moderator with one of my favorite teams. I know Jeff Bogato quite well, and he's been on to Learning Together a couple of times and presented about Anvil twice, once to explain it and once to explain how it was reinvented. So that's great. That's an excellent team to be working with. Very successful.
Oh, yeah, it is an excellent team. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yeah. So could one of the other moderators tell us about your session? We have Nevis, Olya, and Susan.
I think that Nevis is ready to go.
Go, Nevis. Put a video camera on if you would like.
Yeah. Hello, here I am. Great. Didn't think it was going to work. Okay, so just lift that a little bit. Can you see me okay?
We can.
Good.
Yes, we can.
Great. Okay, so I'm co-moderating the Teaching ESL to Young Learners. My co-moderators are Nellie Deutsch, who has organised and created the whole course on Moodle, Charles Goodger, Julie Pratton, and Susan Brodar. Basically, our session includes 5 weeks. The first week is getting acquainted. The second week is storytelling with Dr. Nellie. The third week is board games with me. Fourth week is action songs with Charles Goodger. And week 5 is Zero to Low Resource Classroom with Julie Pratton. We have weekly badges organised. We have a showcase and reflect at the end of the 5 weeks and a certificate of completion for all of those that complete every single step along the way. And thank you, Carolina. She's checked out our session. So, basically, we'll be teaching our participants also how to use video creation tools, and we'll be asking them to actually create their own videos as they go along and create for every week there are activities to create around storytelling, and they can use for example Plotagon or Screencast-O-Matic or Storyboard that, etc. A lot of online technology that will assist in creating fantastic tutorials that can then later be used in their own classrooms. Let me have a look. I'm going to let Susan Brodar talk, because this is her first year as co-moderator, and she can tell us how she feels about moderating and what she's expecting, or if she has any questions which we can answer. Every year poses a very big responsibility, because we don't know how many participants will enrol, and normally the first week sees an enormous amount of enrolment that don't normally carry through all the way to the end, and that's understandable because some participants like to enrol in 2 or 3 courses, not realising that each course is really full on and they need to really make up their minds and choose one or maximum 2. I've never been able to carry out 2. I've dilly-dallied along the way and gone into many sessions because I've always wanted to pick up ideas, but I've only been able to ever complete 1, because if you are working, it does really create a lot of extra workload. Let me have a look if there are any questions before I pass the mic over to anyone else. Nina Liakos is saying the same thing, that 1 is her limit. And I really think if you want to do something really well, then you should really stick to 1. But there are those that, luckily enough, have very little else to do in life and maybe, you know, don't have to cook and set the table and things like that. And they can actually get through 2. So good luck to them. And I wish I had nothing else to do and could just spend all day on the Evo sessions, because they're a lot of fun. But more importantly, what Evo has done for me has it has shown me and taught me so much about online technology and being able to communicate with other like-minded individuals across the world. I mean, not just in Italy and not just in England and not just in Australia, but all over the world. So that's been a real bonus that has been wonderful. And, okay, someone's saying that someone did 6 one year. Well, that's obviously someone that didn't have to do much else. Anyway, that's all from me. Unless you have any questions, I'm here to answer them.
Well,
ciao from Italia.
You brought up some really good points, and one of them, oh, by the way, here's my cat. He wants to say hi to everybody. I can get him in the picture. There he is. Anyway, yeah, the point about people signing up for too many courses, I know myself, when I sign up, I'm enrolled in a MOOC right now and I haven't even been to it, but of course I'm not going to withdraw. I certainly hope I can get there and see what's going on. Oh, yes, sessions, not courses. Okay. But in any event, what I'm saying is that you have to understand that people, they might be focusing on one session, but they might be enrolled in several, but not really intending, or maybe intending, but not actually going to participate in them. So you shouldn't be concerned. Lurkers are welcome, and you shouldn't be at all concerned if you have, we've probably got 100 people, maybe, or say 50 in the EVO Minecraft MOOC, but we really have about 20 participants or something like that. So you don't worry if actually you're happy with who participates, and the more intensely involved people you have to work with, the better your session will be. And don't worry if there are another 50 or 100 enrolled or there, don't really say anything. So that was a good point that you brought up. So you said that Susan might want to say something. Can that be true?
I wasn't sure if I could connect. Can you hear me?
We can hear and see you. That's very nice.
Ah, wow.
Welcome.
Fantastic technology. So I'm a little bit shy here because I was late joining the training. I've been overburdened and I'm one who tends to pack 48 hours of work in 24, which never works, of course. So I managed to join pretty late and I'm feeling rather shy because I'm new to moderating. I took part in a course last year. Actually, as we were saying, I enrolled in two, managed to follow one sort of I got about half the tasks or maybe even three quarters done, but not enough to complete the course. The other one I completed, which is the same one I'm moderating in this year. So I'm really excited. But I really, really appreciated that the moderators made me feel as if I was having a one-to-one tutor. And I thought that was something that I'd like to try and give back. The fact that those who actually complete the tasks get one-to-one feedback on it so that they're motivated to carry on and not lag behind because of daily commitments. That's something I'd like to be able to do. Let me think. Yes, and of course, yes, I do agree that if you're trying to fit in a course with your daily commitment, one is probably more than enough. So, even though I've been looking now at the various new sessions, and I'm all excited to try and enroll in two or three just to browse, I'm not going to kid myself that I'll actually be able to do the tasks. But they just look so exciting, and that's already something positive for them. I think that's something nice. I hope the others find them as exciting as I do. I don't have any questions. Do you have any questions?
Yes. I really am glad you're here, and you've told us what you have done so far puts you in the top 10% of the moderator participants in our group. First of all, you're here. Secondly, you're aware that there's moderator training, and probably that puts you in the top 50% right there. But in any event, obviously, and you're giving us really good feedback about what how it's running, and this is feedback for yourself as well, because you're experiencing what we are modeling. We're only modeling from our experience what works for us. And so is there anything that you can think of that we could improve, that we could do better?
At the moment, I'd have to think about that one. Just off the top like this, I couldn't, because as I said, I have participated in other MOOCs, I enjoyed them, but I just didn't have this personal feeling that I was being personally looked after. So that's something really wonderful, and of course that can't be improved, that can only be kept up. I'd have to think if there's anything else that can be improved. Technology worked for me fine last year. I didn't really have any problems. I did maybe have a few problems with the badges not always showing up, but I think that had something to do with too many people enrolled. And so, yes, I think that was a very small problem. Probably if there were fewer people enrolled, it wouldn't have been so complicated. And I think Nelly solved that nicely. Yes, probably you would have to be careful to see if too many people are enrolled, how to handle it. Maybe I could give my feedback on any improvements in the community chat, I think it's called, the one I've been writing in these last few days. Did you hear what I said?
Yes, I did. I'm sorry. I was switching my mic on and off again. So now it's back on. Yes, of course. Well, we welcome feedback. Nina and I were, just before the session, we found a page that's completely out of date in our training wiki. And it's almost embarrassing. But anyway, this is the kind of thing that's because this community, these pages have been developed over years. It's probably a little bit easier if you just create your space for your session. And anyway, but let's see. Thank you very much for telling us all about that, and feel welcome to just grab a mic and say anything that comes to mind. And meanwhile,
Okay. There's
Olya in the Olya
right.
is
yes,
from
if I
Russia,
think of anything else, I'll get back to you, and it's not in writing.
Yeah, and just grab the mic if you want. You know, this is a conversation, so just we're going to try to give everyone a chance to speak. Anna Kulik was here earlier. Anna Kulik from Trondheim, Norway. She's still here. I don't see her in the. There she is. Okay, so whoever wants to grab a mic, Anna or Olya, if you're available, you were talking to us earlier. Tell us who you are and about your session. And we're recording all this, so other people will get to see it replayed.
Anna, if you're having trouble connecting your sound on your computer, try it if you have a smartphone. There's an app for Blackboard Collaborate, and it works very well. I'd like to jump in here for just a second, and for the first but not the last time today, I've put a link in the chat to the end of training survey. We'd like everybody who participated in the training to fill that out. It helps us a lot to know what your experience was in the training, and if you have any suggestions about how we could do it better. Each year, some people say it's too long, and other people say it's too short. But anyway, tell us what you think. We would love to hear it. And if you could complete that by December the 1st. The link is also on the week 4 page on the training wiki. Thank you very much.
I don't think it's too short. No, yes, I don't think it's too short. I'm planning to continue. Neves and I were talking about having a session on badges, which would happen on the 28th, Sunday, 2 weeks from now. So that's the kind of thing we can meet in a community space, this space. And if anybody wants to know more about badges, they can join us. We've asked Nellie if she would join us as well. And we may invite some other people, or if anybody's interested in learning how we implement that in our sessions, we'd be it's just a good time to talk and learn from one another. So Olya says, well, that's close to the deadline. That's true. Well, the deadline really is a deadline for getting a showcase up. That is, and you can be working on it all of December. So your deadline really is the 1st of January when people start registering for the courses. But you have to be aware that the showcase, your window will be open and people can look at your course and will, from what they see, decide if your course is worth taking or not. So that's the December 1st deadline. And Carolina is trying to ask something, I think. Go ahead, Carolina.
Yes. Thanks, guys. I have a question. Since I remember last year, this year, you know, in January this year, we kind of still fixed stuff along the way. I was trying to explain to my co-flippers whether it is that something changed because last year we could, you know, kind of upload stuff as we went in the session. And this year it seems like we need to be more ready before. So is there anything that we need to, I mean, that moderators would need to know about that? Is it because of something that happened last year, or is it just because it's best practice to have it ready before people come in?
I'll jump in and respond to that. I don't think we have changed our requirement that the session has to look ready to go on December the 1st. So that I was saying this to Olya, I think, earlier before you came, that when we look at it, it has to look like it's got enough resources and meat that it's ready. But you're welcome to go on tweaking. I mean, on the fly, all the way up to January 8th and beyond. I think that's, you know, that's the way we teach. When you see an opportunity to add something to improve it, but I would think of it this way: could you run the session without those improvements if you weren't able to add them? Would it be complete enough so that you could have it without doing anything different? We're looking for it to be finished. Now, it may look finished to us because, you know, we're not actually going through every minute of each of the 5 weeks. You may know that it's not finished. You may know that you have something else that you're going to add later. But it needs to look complete. And because as soon as we get it up there on the call for participation, people are going to start visiting. And it needs to look like it's ready. I don't know, did I answer your question?
I'd like to welcome Linda Gielen, who's just joined us from Arizona, I believe, and San Antonio. Sorry, San Antonio. I grew up in Texas, and I sort of associate the terrain around San Antonio with Arizona. But anyway, Linda, if you have a microphone, you could tell people who you are and about the session. You're co-moderating with me and Jeff Kuhn and some other really cool people. And in case it's taking you a moment to do that, we also are waiting to hear from Anna Kulats from Norway and who else? For Olya from Russia.
Hi, everybody. I tried to speak earlier, but apparently it was quite difficult to understand me, and I don't know.
It's fine now. It's fine now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Nice. So, hey, hello to everybody from Russia, and I'm co-moderating a session on teaching listening with a team of 7 other moderators, and we are going to be looking at the aspects of listening that are normally not included in course books, and there is research that demands the lack of those aspects in classrooms. And what we are hoping to do is to create a very practical session that will allow participants to try out in class things that they might not have done earlier. And so we have we're going to address a range of things. So the in the first week, Lizzie Pinard is going to kick us off with learner autonomy and listening, and hopefully she will be overseeing a 5-week-long learner autonomy project here that's going to be a part of our session. Then in weeks 2 and 3, we will be looking at different ways to make listening in class a more authentic experience using technology and also using more authentic tasks. For example, not just comprehension, but higher order thinking. And in the last 2 weeks, we will be looking at hacking the listening skill, working with difficulties with pronunciation, if you know what I mean. So listening decoding skills and really understanding what's going on when speakers speak fast and really knowing how to address that in class. So basically 3 broad areas in one session.
That sounds like a very practical and interesting session. Yes. Okay. So, how is the training session or the retreat, I sometimes call it, been going for you?
As I said, we have fallen behind a bit, catching up. And I'm finding the communication on Google Plus as ripe and interesting and enlightening as ever. Yeah, so thanks a lot for that. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Nelly. We're just introducing ourselves one by one and talking about our sessions, and it could be your turn if you can grab a mic.
I think that Anna would like to speak next. She's had
Excellent.
Her hand raised for a while.
Oh, okay. I didn't notice that. Okay.
Hello, everybody. I'll try this. Can everybody hear me?
Loud and clear. Do you want to add your video?
Awesome. I can try that. Yay. Well, hi, everybody.
It's so nice to see you.
Can you see me?
Looking beautiful.
Yes,
okay. I thought I was only seeing myself. Okay. Well, hello, everybody. I'm Anna Krulat from Trondheim in Norway. And first of all, I wanted to say thank you to all the moderators and our mentors who have been extremely helpful in the shaping of our session. We both learned a lot, and we're still learning. We're still in the process of building the session, and our session is on experiential learning. We chose Schoology as our main platform, and are still debating what to do about office hours or live sessions. We're leaning towards office hours. Nina, thank you very much for suggesting that in our email exchanges. And for that, we're thinking of using Google Hangouts, but we're still talking about it and trying to figure it out. And the same goes for badges. Schoology actually has built-in badges, which we like very much, but we want to create a system that's efficient and that makes sense to both participants and us. So yeah, 2 busy weeks ahead of us, I guess, to finalize everything. And yeah, thank you again for all the help and support that we've gotten during the training session.
Thank you, Anna. That was great. Just for the benefit of other people who are here, I suggested office hours. It's kind of an open, synchronous space as an alternative to live sessions. Anna and George didn't really have a plan for any live sessions. They didn't have guest speakers or any particular way to do that, and I suggested office hours as being a kind of intermediate an intermediate thing to do between having guest speakers or live sessions and not having anything synchronous at all. And I think that would, you know, that would work well. Some people's live sessions are very, very scripted, very organized. I'm thinking of Nellie's in Moodle for Teachers. She has a very clear agenda of what's going to happen. This was a couple of years ago, but I'm thinking maybe there was not too much interaction with the participants, but I could be wrong about that. That could be another thing. And a former session, Podcasting in the ESL Classroom, which I took several times and mentored once, they also had very organized live sessions that followed an agenda. Not so much like this, which is more on the fly. We kind of know what we want to do in general, and then we just sort of go with the flow. There are different ways you can do it. So, lots of possibilities.
And Olya asked in the chat, she said she would like to do her sessions on Sundays, and that's fine. And you don't have to schedule them. You can schedule them simultaneously with other people's if you want, as long as you're using different spaces. If you're using this space, as I showed you last year, you need to put that into the calendar. And in fact, I think I'll page back this slideshow if you're using Blackboard Collaborate and just advance the slides and show people. You can get this tutorial in the training wiki. But anyway, for January 8th, we're not really sure when the kickoff is. Nellie had asked if we could do it on the 1st. That would be fine with me as well. And then that would let people do their kickoff sessions on the 8th. Basically, if you have a session and it's in your own space, then it's not a problem. If you're using this one, it has to be scheduled in the calendar. So that's really the only constraint. And if you want to do it through Learning Together as well, if you want help with putting on your session, I would be happy to help anybody on a Sunday, actually other days as well. That's kind of what I like to do. I like to put things out on Learning Together that people can share and have a record of in the Learning Together, learningtogether.net. So in any event, we have a couple of people. Linda Gielen just got back in here. She said she had a problem with the computer earlier, and I'd love to hear from her about that amazing session, EVO Minecraft MOOC. And who else? I think that's apart from Nellie, and Nellie can also jump in. So whoever grabs the microphone. Oh, Linda's keyboard failed. Okay. The microphone is open.
Can you hear me now?
I'll show a video too. Yes, Linda,
awesome.
How are you?
Good. I was so
put your video on.
I don't have a video feed right now. Just trying to figure out what was going on with my computer. Of course, I'm late, and then all of this started to fail on me. I felt odd. Anyway, I don't know what we were talking about before because I'm late. So is there something you wanted me to talk about?
Well, basically, we're introducing ourselves and saying where you're from. You're in San Antonio, and just say who you are and what session you're moderating, and say a little about the session if you'd like.
Okay. Well, I'm Linda Gielen. I'm a technology facilitator at All Boys School, and I got caught up with the EVO MOOC, I believe, last year through ISTE, and I heard about it, and so I joined it, and really had fun with the program. I've been using Minecraft in the classroom since 2011, since it first moved to Minecraft EDU, and we really enjoy using it as part of our lessons. I think it really engages the students. And so when I joined the EVO MOOC, I was kind of like also helping others playing in the game since I've been playing so long, which is really nice. And helped me with what they were doing, and I helped them with the Minecraft and setting up the world and stuff. So it's very much a community, and if you ever played Minecraft outside of learning, I guess you would say, it's a very close community. People really get to know each other, and that's what we found when we did our community in the EBO MOOC. I think we really made long-lasting relationships with people, and we're throwing ideas even long past the session itself. And that's my spiel.
Yeah, it's an unusual session because it's actually a community that started a couple of years ago. Linda joined us last year. And the stuff that she's put on our server is just amazing. It's saved me many a night from monsters and feeds me and keeps me alive. And we go on adventures together, set up by one of our co-moderators, Mircea Petrașcu from Romania. He's a real wizard at Minecraft, and finds little adventures and temples that we can go search for and explore, and he sets quests for us, and we get together and we go there and try to find his temples. And it's you may think, well, what does that have to do with whatever? But it has everything to do, because you learn so much about collaborating in online spaces, how much fun it is, and it's really kind of a parable for learning journeys in general. And of course you can adapt Minecraft to your own learning journeys, but you meet some really amazing people in the world there, and Linda is one of the most amazing. So she happens to be here, but I could also mention Aaron Schwartz, who set up the server, and Jeff Kuhn, who's does some really amazing stuff as well, and is very articulate in explaining, has written a lot about Minecraft, and so it's a really nice session. So thanks for coming. I really appreciate you being here, Linda. Thank you very much.
Sorry about the phone. I wanted to just jump in here. Just ignore it. Sorry. It's going to ring four times and stop.
In your regard.
The Minecraft MOOC is a wonderful example of the kind of EVO session where the moderators are learning alongside the participants. Because when you started the Minecraft MOOC, you had never done Minecraft, right? I mean, sometimes we have experts that are running the show, and it's more like a course, but your Minecraft MOOC was the most perfect example I can think of, along with the neuroscience one that Carla did, where even the head moderator is just, you know, a learner, a lifelong learner. I just wanted to point that out.
It was a flip
typical
session.
But it's great.
Was flipped. It was flipped because normally people who know something put on sessions. But I didn't know anything. I wanted to learn, so I got this session started. And I've learned quite a lot, and it's been a great way to learn from peers and from students and for children who join us and all kinds of stuff. So it's really a great session for that.
Yeah, very cool. Great role model.
And we want to be sure and get to Nellie as well, who has just arrived, and I'm sure she has a lot to say about the things that she's doing here in EVA.
Hi, Vance, and hello, everyone. Hope you can hear me.
We can hear
you. Tina wants to see me, right? She wants the video.
Yep, I do.
I still have to get my hair cut, so.
I had mine cut yesterday.
Good for you. In any case, Vance, I don't have that much to say. I think I'm doing most of my saying by text these days. You know, I find that it saves a lot of time. You know, texting rather than speaking. The Moodle MOOC that we're doing right now is really great. If anyone's interested in jumping in and getting a chance to see what Moodle is like and see if, you know, if you'd like to use it for the EVO 17 sessions or maybe in the future, you're welcome. I'm actually working together with I think about five EVO 17 sessions on the Moodle, where I'm also kind of mentor, I guess, and I'll be the tech support for the Moodle, which I really like. So it's a lot of work. You know, I wrote that in the chat. It's a lot of work preparing everything. I mean, getting all the content and the activities and the badges and the criteria, of course, for each of the activities to fit the badge. You know, it takes time, but if you're fast on the keyboard, you know, it's okay. But it could take like a few days of constant work. But it's fun. That's the only thing I can say. It's a lot of fun. So if you'd like to know why it's fun, contact me and I'll get you busy. You'll see how much fun it is.
Okay, Millie is always doing something. Right this month, she's doing Moodle MOOC 9, and there are some sessions. For example, Neve is talking next Sunday. Maybe she could tell us what time. I'm just putting in my session moderator machine. I'm putting links where you can register for Moodle MOOC 9, and also recordings from the playlist. And maybe if there's a place we could go to see a schedule of presentations, that would be something you could put in, Nellie. But that's something that Nellie kind of does in her background while she comes and interacts with us in our spaces.
So, Nellie is a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah. So, and exactly what sessions are you involved in, Nellie, the EBO sessions?
I'm involved. I added a category on the Moodle to make it easier. There's DIY. Does anybody know what that stands for? With two ladies from Egypt. It's develop assessment, online assessment. And there's Moodle for Teachers, teaching ESL to young learners. There's CLIL, TechnoCLIL, from Italy. It's nice that, you know, kind of based in countries. And what else is there? And there's the QR that's coming to us from Turkey. Isn't that interesting? So there's Turkey, Egypt, Italy, and then there's the, Italy would maybe represent teaching ESL to young learners, because we've got three Italian moderators, one from Turkey, and one from where? It's exciting to be able to communicate with veteran friends, people that you've been friends with for a long time, and then meeting new friends. I think that's what EVO does. It really connects us with more friends, you know, more professional friends, and it turns into personal friendships. So I guess that's what makes it so exciting, that, you know, we're learning together and we're making friends, and, you know, our life just becomes really interesting. So lots of work, but it's fun.
I'm going crazy with Windows here, opening them and all that.
Vance, I wanted to thank Vance. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if people realize this, Vance, but they should, that you've got something that's absolutely amazing. You're really connecting us with the learning together. If you could add that in the chat box, that would be great. I don't know if people got it, but they should be getting it. That you're aggregating and adding everything that's around for educators, you know, online conferences as well as some face-to-face. And there's going to be a session. There's a session generally every Sunday with Vance on Learning Together. This is actually Learning Together. You probably said that at the beginning before I came in late. That we're going to have one there. Thanks, Nina. We're going to have a session. Nevis is here. Maybe she can also talk about it. We'll be talking about badges. If, you know, it's still not too late to decide to use badges, but maybe we can help out in the session on November 27, I believe, at this time. So Vance is really amazing. You know, it's not, and he's been doing this for a long time, connecting everybody since, I guess, before 2004, before I joined the Webheads. So really, Vance, you started it all, and you're right here continuing with the tradition. So we're really blessed to have you.
Well, we all feed off each other. We're all musicians, and as we play, the people clap and they appreciate, and it just makes us greater and greater. So that's what we do. We just sort of feed off each other, and of course we feed off Linda who in Minecraft, and we feed off Nelly. All the things that you do, you just impress us so much. So. And that's good. I actually hadn't had a chance to look at my mails very much, but so on the 27th, or the Sunday, whichever that is, I guess it's the 27th, is the next Sunday the 20th? That's when Neve is giving a talk on Little Mook 9. And what time is that talk? Would you happen to know? I will look it up in a little bit. But normally, on the 27th, if that's the next Sunday, that is, that's right. So. On the 27th, then we'll do something on badges, and I guess we'll try to make it around 1400 UTC. You said in a mail, I did notice that you're giving a session at 1500, or we could make it earlier, we could make it at 1300, give you a little break for your session. So anyway, there'll be more about that, I suppose, but that looks like we're going to do that. So we'll go ahead and try to get a panel together. And when is Neve's talking. She's here in chat wing. I could ask her there. We had one person
Vance,
in the screen
I just added, I just added the schedule with the time. If you click on the time, even though it says 12 p.m. EST, but if you click on the time, you'll get all your time zones.
Okay.
So there's the doc. Right. It's a Google Drive doc. But we should be talking about... Yeah. You know, Evo, why are we talking about other things? I mean, everything's connected.
Well, because it's all in perspective. You know, Evo goes into all these other things that we do year-round. So it's, you know, it all hangs together. And by getting into Electronic Village Online, you're actually entering this community, which doesn't stop in February. It continues, and it goes through the conference, the TESOL conference. And these people that are in the chat right now, we meet them over and over again in all these online spaces. So. This is what I think. This is relevant. It's all relevant to EVO. In fact, the thing on badges, that actually is something that stemmed from EVO, because we didn't really get to talk about it too much, enough, I should say. It came up in a session last week or the week before, but it's something that people might want to know more about. So, you know, if you do want to implement a badges system, how do you go about doing that? Nelly does it through Moodle, which is a very nicely automated system, and I do it sort of just by starting a spreadsheet and using Credly. That's kind of a fly-by-night situation, although Credly is a nice website. So we can talk more about that 2 weeks from now, and that's actually part of the training, and it's also part of these other networks we're talking about. Is there anyone here who hasn't had a chance to say hi to us? I don't think so. Does anybody have any other comments they'd like to add, or any other questions, any last-minute questions, or has who was it? I can't remember who. No, it must have been. Oh, anyway, I asked one of the speakers if there was anything that we could improve in our training. So maybe I could just put that out to anybody. Can anybody think of anything that, you know, of course we're going to have deficiencies in the way that we set up our sessions, our spaces, conduct our online meetings. It's just all volunteers, and it's people who have big hearts and little time. So having said that, is there anything that you could think of that you've found really we should improve, or we can do better, or that we really need to fix, or anything like that? And or is there anything that you can think of that we did that you might want to use in your own session that we could be something that would have worked or something you want to avoid for your session. So if you have any comments on that, we could maybe spend 5 minutes or more talking about that for a second. We started about 10 minutes late, so we're just coming up to an hour.
Vance, I've got the mic, and here I am on the video. Okay. I just wanted to say, every year the Evo training session seems to be complicated because I think everyone starts off thinking they have time and then things get pushed behind. So maybe there's just a little bit too much to do in the community rather than just concentrate on the courses. So what I think, my personal view, and I don't want this to sound terrible, but maybe we should be concentrating more on our courses and posting what we're doing about our courses, and maybe just a general discussion rather than have this like week one task to do and week two task to do other than just the courses. It just seems like there's too much going on, too much happening, and Susan has been writing in the last 2 days catching up on everything. I haven't even been able to catch up because it's just been too much to do. I've done the reading, but I just haven't had a chance to sit down and even think about what I've read because with everything going on, and we also have Moodle MOOC 9 happening as well in the background at the same time. Just started 10 days ago, but still there's a lot of work going on in the background, and I think perhaps maybe the community is great to have, but maybe let's sort of stick to everybody creating their courses and getting their courses up and running rather than spending too much time on maybe theory and talking about what we want to do or learning about new things. Does that sound okay?
That sounds like that's excellent feedback. That's exactly what we want to hear, things like that. I suppose, we do have people who are first-time moderators. We have people with us who haven't done any heavy duty, been in an EVO session, who are moderating a course. So I suppose we're sort of trying to hit all the bases with all these people. But maybe what we really need to do, we also have experienced people who are not doing all these things, and of course they shouldn't. They need to focus on their courses. So the session I'm moderating right now seems to be sort of avoiding, not totally avoiding, but they're not really. They have a very experienced person with them, Aiden Ye. She's been with us since 2002, and that session is well in hand. So even though they're not really meeting all the benchmarks, it's okay because they're making the main ones, which is getting their wiki updated when we ask them to and things like that. So not everybody participates, and that's not a bad thing. So if you kind of know what you're doing, not a problem. And it's really great if you come. Actually, what I tell people who are moderators, people like Linda who are here actually helping other people, because people who have experience moderating can help others, and so we like to sort of get them in the conversation. But you're absolutely correct that not everybody needs all that. They don't really have to do this and follow it along, and of course the coordinators are not expecting everyone to do everything either. We just want to make sure we have an environment where people can be helped. And
I'd like to respond by asking Anna is a first-time moderator, as is her co-moderator, and she has never participated in an EVO session before. So she's the kind of person that I think the weekly tasks are there for. So I wonder if what Anna thinks about Nevis's suggestion that we kind of remove the tasks and just focus on building the session. Anna, what do you think?
Well,
I think that the way it's organized, you really have a large amount of freedom as to how much you want to participate in the weekly tasks and sessions. So for people who have more experience, who have done Evo before, they can choose to participate less and not complete every single task. Maybe that could be made optional, but I agree with you. For people like me, it was very, very helpful to have an agenda, to have assigned readings and discussions, and I still was able to choose to what extent I participated, what was useful, what was not, and I think that also sends a message about what EVOs are like when they run. We were told that we will get participants who just sort of hang out and see what is going on and others who will participate more fully. So in that regard, I think the moderator session, the preparation session was wonderful. And I would keep it how it is.
Thank you.
Yes, they're all valid points.
That's what I was hoping you would say. And we also try to run the training session as a kind of model for how an EVO session will look when you run it. And that includes the fact that not all the moderators are participating actively 100% of the time. So there's that as well. So certainly if you've been through the moderator training, we don't expect you to go back and redo everything that you've already done. On the other hand, the first time I did the moderator training, like a lot of people, first of all, I came in late because I was invited to join the team late, and I never really got off the ground, so I didn't finish it in any way, shape, or form. But we always have the conundrum of people who've been doing this for years, and some of them do the training over and read the readings over and say it's helpful. And then we have first-time moderators, so it's hard to hit all the bases. But anyway, that was good feedback, Nevis, and also Anna, thank you very much.
And Linda Gielen, who is here, is also an experienced moderator. Well, by that I mean she has no problem being acculturated in the kinds of things that we do in online spaces such as this, but she's here, which is commendable. And maybe I just wonder if you might give your perspective as well, because you'd be sort of an in-between kind of person.
My thing is, I guess, because I feel somewhat kind of an outsider. This is all about teaching English as a second language. I mean, that's kind of a lot of discussions are of. I know there's a few that are not. And so sometimes what I'm looking at is I have so little time. I get so much information every day that I have to kind of digest and help my school out with. And so I have to kind of limit what I'm reading so that I know, okay, I can get this stuff here and this can help my teachers here. That's my job, to see what's out there, to get experience with the readings, and also help teachers with technology, so to integrate the technology in the classroom. So that's my focus. And when my time is limited, so there's only 24 hours in a day, I have to limit my time to what is relevant to me. And so I think if we can pull from the sessions what we feel is relevant to us, I think that might help too, that we're using that time wisely that we have, the limited time we have, to be able to read what we need so that we know we can use then in our professional day.
That's why I like to call this acculturation instead of training, because it's not that you need training, but you need acculturation. You feel that you're an outsider. You need to, anytime you come into a community, you need to learn what makes that community tick and what makes them interact with each other. So, did you have something you wanted to say, Anna? Because your mic is still on. If you're not using your mic, you should mute it, because first of all, we have a limited number of mics here because we open too many mics, and there's always a chance that somebody will not have a headphone on and it will cause feedback. That hasn't been a problem this evening, but if you're not using the mic, you should release it because we just have a few available, and you can set that yourself as a moderator in this session. You can set this up to about 6 or 7 mics, something like that. Yeah, no problem. Here, this is modeling how things go. It's, hang on a minute. Yeah. So anyway, when you're moderating a session, there are etiquettes that people have to know about. It's not that if you didn't know about it, that's fine. You know, it's no big deal. So no apologies needed. Okay. Anyway, if there's anything else, we've passed. The stream has been going for 1 hour and 5 minutes now, and this session itself has probably been going for about 1 hour. If anybody else has things to say, I might just page through the. My cat is photobombing my video session. My cat was here, but he's not here right now.
Okay, behind anyway. Your right shoulder, Vance.
Behind my right nose? Oh, there he is. He's on the table over there. Yeah, okay, I see. Sometimes he sits up here. Anyway, okay. So I'm going to put this slideshow. I don't really need to talk about it. What I want to do, though, is it sort of speaks for itself. It's in case you want to use this room, I showed this part of it earlier. I'll just page through this. I think I'll page up to the place where I left off last week and ask if anybody else has any more comments they want to make. Basically, it's about how to reserve this room, if you want to reserve it, and it goes into how to make the recordings. So I'll just page through, and if anybody wants to say anything else, please take the mic. Okay, maybe I'll just show what I'm doing here. There's a timetable if you want to reserve this room. That link here in the virtual office, if you click on the word timetable, it takes you to a timetable. You can reserve the room, and I explained this last time, and you can see this tutorial in the, you basically fill in the calendar, and when you fill in the calendar, you put yourself on the calendar for this event. I'm wondering if I did that for tonight. I might have forgot about it. But anyway, if you need to edit something afterwards, you can talk to me. This is where I left off the last time when I showed these slides. I extended this, though, because if you're going to use this space, you need to know how to get in a session moderator. There's a little secret entry that no one's supposed to see or know about. It's very secret. So don't tell anybody, but just scroll down. Where you came in under your name. If you go a little further down, there's a session moderator entry, and anybody can use that entry to get in as a moderator of the session. And you'll want to know how to make a recording. So when you come in as a moderator, you'll get an invitation to start the recording. You probably want to ignore that. And then if you use the tools, you'll see all these tools when you're a moderator. And recorder is one of them, and you can erase recording. What that means is that someone may have stopped their session without having actually put the recording away. So there might be some recorded material there when you enter the session, but you can erase that. And the second thing you do is you press record, and you then start the recording. When you start the recording, you get a little pop-up that says start, resume recording. And you can click OK, and then it will tell you recording has started. And if anything goes on that you want to stop the recording, you can click record again through the toolbox. You can come back here and click the recorder. Click record. That will stop the recording, and you'll get this pop-up. It will say are you sure? And if you click OK, it will say recording has stopped. Now you can fix whatever problem there was, and you can resume the recording later in the same process. Just go back and click record again and restart it. And but when you're at the end of a session, like we are right now, you'll need to know this if you're using this space. You'll stop the recording when you're ready. And then this is very important. It's essential that the room is empty. If the room, if there's anybody in the room, the recording will not actually get put up into the server space. So the moderator has to be the last person to leave the room. And if you go into the tools under moderator, you'll find that you can remove participants. So what I generally do is I let these recordings just kind of go until no one talks anymore and there's no interaction, then I stop the recording. And then I have to wait until everyone has left, and we could have a little chat after that if we want. But anyway, basically, you have to get everybody out of the room, and then once that happens, your recording will be made in probably 30 seconds, a couple of minutes at the most. I don't know, it'll be available. How do you find it? Go back to the WebHeads virtual office where you started when you came in here, webheads.learningtimesevents.org/, well, actually that's where you came in. There's a recordings tab there. Click on the recordings tab, and that will show you a link. You click on that link, and that takes you to a big list of recordings, and you scroll way, way down to the bottom. At the very bottom of the list, you'll probably find your recording. It should be the last one listed. I believe that's in Mountain Time, or it says Eastern, EST Time, actually. So you can click on the icon, the little purple icon with the two arrows, and open that recording and play it, or you can right-click on it and copy its link to your clipboard, and then you can give that link to other people, and that's how they can enjoy the recording of the session. And in fact, I'll be doing that shortly after everyone has left the room. So, and this, I don't want to forget to mention that this all comes from learningtimes.com. It's an expensive Blackboard Collaborate. Everything with Blackboard is expensive, and Learning Times has a copy for their business. But for some reason, they like us. They've been letting us use this room for over 10 years now. So, and they keep renewing. They renew it every year, and. So anyway, okay, thank you. People have started to leave. Linda's leaving. Thanks very much for coming. And looking forward to interacting. Does anybody else have anything else to say before we all say goodnight to each other? I hope that wasn't a showstopper right there. Okay, Nina says, nope. All right. Anything else? I'll stop the recording then. And I'm pulling down the recorder button, and I'm hitting the recording, and you'll hear it say,